psalmist writes, as a father would have compassion on his children, so I have compassion on you. And it's good to remember that God desires to be our Heavenly Father, which is far more gracious than many times our earthly fathers were or could be. If you're turning your Bibles to Psalm chapter 32, Psalm chapter 32, we're going to be dealing with a question. And once again, I want to encourage you, if you have questions, this particular one was torn out so nicely. But anyway, there's a place in the bottom of your bulletin that you can fill out a question and tear it out and put it in the offering plate. That's what we just asked you to do, put it in the offering plate. We're probably about two or three questions behind, so some of you are saying, well, he hasn't gotten to mine yet. I'm getting there. But if you have questions, just put it in the offering plate, and we'll be glad to deal with your questions. The reason we do this is that we know that there are times that you have a question and perhaps the messages aren't touching upon those issues, and so we take this opportunity to help at this time. Psalm chapter 32 talks about the differences between sin, transgression, and iniquity, and that is actually the question that we have that was given to us. Help us understand the difference between sin, transgression, and iniquity. And if you look in verses 1 and 2, actually those three words are used, and as you look in verses 3 through 5, they are used again. He starts off in Psalm 32, how blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Then he says in verse 3, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groanings all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, and my vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of the summer. Verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to thee. Now we're going to stop here and we're going to start defining. Where he says, I acknowledge my sin, what he's saying is that I came to know and perceive the error of my way. The word sin that he uses there is once again an archery term that says missing the mark. And what he's talking about is that I have wandered away from that which is true, from that which is right. Scripture tells us all we like sheep have gone astray. We have wandered away from the mark. And what he's saying is that I have come to perceive the error or the wandering of my way. So what sin is describing is that we're off base. It's revealed to us. Now the question is, how was this revealed to him? Well, you back up into verses 3 and 4. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away. You know, sometimes we lie to ourselves, but God has put something within our sympathetic system, that is to say our body, that says, but you can't lie to me. And your body begins to reveal things to you that you are suppressing in your life. And he says, though I try to ignore it, you reveal to me that it wasn't the right way through even the reactions of my body. And then he says this, through my groaning all day long, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of the summer. You find yourself not enjoying your days as you used to, not as spry and not as excited and not as joyful. What is that a sign of? You're not on the path of joy. See, you veered off of the path of righteousness. You're no longer on the path of good. And so you begin to reap bad. You begin to then come to a point of acknowledging, I've taken a misstep here. I'm somewhere off the road. And that's the word sin. Then he says this, and my iniquity I did not hide. The iniquity there is making reference to your inner feelings are actually, to me, the root of the sin. And the root of the sin is that you're twisted. The word iniquity there makes reference to a twistedness, a distortion, a perversion. And what he's saying is I admitted that I was perverted. I finally came clean to God. I had gone off the way, and then I came to God and I said, I know what the problem is. It's because I'm perverted. I'm twisted inside. And he said, I finally came clean. and revealed this. I did not hide that before the Lord. Surely the problem is with us. You know, we'd like to say, well, you know, those people pushed me off the path. Or the signs weren't clear. And we just need to come to the point of saying, you know what, I was twisted. I looked for another way. I looked for a way that wasn't straight and narrow. I looked for the twisted and the convoluted way. And so he begins to reveal his heart with the word iniquity. And then he says this, I said I will confess my transgression, pasa, the Hebrew word that is being used here. And what he's talking about here is that I finally admitted to God that I was rebellious against him. The word transgression is referring to a rebelliousness towards God. The psalmist says this, against thee and thee alone have I sinned. And it is an understanding and a comprehension that it's not just a distortion in my life, but it is a rebelliousness against God that brings me to a place of final repentance. And if I will not admit that I have wronged God and turning away from him, because that really is the source of your problem. You've turned from God. You turned off the right way, yes, but the greater problem is you've turned away from God. And it's a rebellious and defiant act. And interestingly enough, the word transgression seems to have the sense of marching away in a proud, defiant arrogance. And it's kind of like you're twisting your head and saying, forget about you, and you're marching away. We're actually going to see this in the book of Amos. But I will confess my transgression to the Lord. I admitted to him, I turned away from you. And then thou didst forgive the twistedness, he actually uses the word iniquity here again, of my sin, of the error of my ways. You will forgive just how perverted I am because I admitted that I had rebelled against you. And we see the graciousness and the kindness of God in his willingness to forgive us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even the perversion of our hearts, even the rebelliousness of our nature, God will forgive. So there actually is a difference in the words. They all are pointing to the same problem, us. Nevertheless, I think it reveals the fact that we go astray, it is a perversion within, and we have rebelled against God. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your word that reveals to us not only truth, but the error of our ways and how we have so hurt you. We ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen.